Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The Federal Railroad Administration has issued an emergency order barring all train operators from using cell phones on duty. The order comes one day after the National Transportation Safety Board issued a preliminary report finding Metrolink engineer Robert Sanchez was texting moments before his commuter train collided with a Union Pacific freight train last month. That accident in Chatsworth killed 25 people and injured 135. But as an FRA spokesman told the LA Times, enforcement will be tough. There are just 270 inspectors nationwide, he said. So, quote, the engineer would have to be on the phone with the phone in his right hand as he's passing an FRA inspector who just happens to be there. The White House has announced President Bush will sign legislation that contains a mandate for rail operators to equip trains with collision avoidance technology that experts say could have prevented that Chatsworth crash. The bill also boosts funding for Amtrak and other passenger rail services by $13 billion. Rail ridership has soared this year, along with gasoline prices. High gas prices have hit businesses hard, too, in California. Add to that the credit squeeze, and you've got a lot of folks eager to see if the House votes today to buy up bad debt from Wall Street firms. Consultant Brent Myers works with manufacturers and distributors.
They're worried about how long they can survive without the ability to access even short-term credit. And I think they're all waiting with bated breath to see this thing pass and have the impact reach them and their customers.
Myers adds the credit squeeze has hit home builders and high-tech manufacturers hardest. San Diego Gas and Electric has announced it plans to shut off power in much of the backcountry during conditions of extreme fire danger. When strong Santa Ana winds are blowing and humidity is low, the utility will cut off power to homes and businesses outside urban San Diego. Some 45,000 customers could be cut off. Fire investigators found that sparks of molten metal from power lines started three of the seven wildfires that killed two people and scorched more than 1,300 homes last year, and the utility is facing a bunch of lawsuits as a result. But critics of the new plan say without backup generators, many backcountry fire stations and well pumps won't function when fire crews need them to. More Californians are registered to vote now than ever before. More than 16 million voters, according to the Secretary of State. We've been putting about 12,000 new voters on the rolls each month since mid-May. Our Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers joins us to talk about the state of the state electorate. John, how do these numbers compare to where we were in 2004?
Well, there are definitely more people registered to vote now for this presidential election than the last one, about 550,000 more registered voters in California than November 2004. I think those high registration numbers really complement a lot of the analysis that's out there. The Public Policy Institute of California did a survey earlier this month finding that people really are watching politics a lot more closely in these last weeks of the 2008 election than they were 4 years ago. Now, as a percentage of population, we are a little lower than we used to be. Just about 69, almost 70% of those who are eligible to vote are registered to vote in California. But when you look at the raw numbers, yes, a lot more folks ready to cast those ballots.
It's pretty hard to trump presidential politics, especially this particular year. Do these pollsters find that there's any voter interest in state issues?
Well, so far, I think they found fairly weak either interest or understanding of the state issues. And you know, I think to be fair, voters have been keyed in on presidential politics for an awful long time this time around. And I think once you start to see the campaign ads on television start to play a lot more over the next few weeks, and you start to hear a lot more about the issues and then candidates for races, you're going to see a lot more of that.
What's the party split like in California these days?
Well, obviously, California continues to be a state that's driven by Democrats and the Democratic Party, certainly seen as a blue state on national issues. But, you know, Democrats, while they have regained some of their lead over Republicans, they are not the majority in the state. About 44% of the state's voters are registered as Democrats, according to the most recent data. About 32% are Republicans. Now, that's a 12-point gap. That's actually a larger gap than it's been in recent history. It was only 8 points between the two parties the last presidential election, November 2004. But I think the real story in voter registration still is decline to state voters, independent voters. That's now 19.5% of the California electorate. Almost one in five voters are declined to state. That's up from 17% in 2004. And think about it this way. When Bill Clinton was elected in 1992, it has almost doubled since then, the number of independent voters. These are really the people that I think make California what I would call a purple state on statewide issues. They don't always vote Democratic. They vote sometimes with Republicans on certain issues, even though they vote Democratic on national issues. A recent field poll found that a majority of declined to state voters are against Proposition 4, which is the parental notification for a teenager to have an abortion, while a lot of statewide polls from both of the two statewide polling institutions found a majority of these declined to state voters against Proposition 8, the gay marriage ban. So these folks really are swing voters. These were the folks who almost single-handedly elected Arnold Schwarzenegger in the recall in 2003 and helped seal his reelection in 2006. And they can make or break a campaign on the statewide level.
I can't help but ask the big question, how might these independent voters vote in the presidential race?
The polling so far has shown that these independent voters in California are trending strongly toward Barack Obama, toward the Democrats. The Public Policy Institute found these independent voters really seem to give him high marks on the economy and health care. And when you compare that to the issues that voters across the spectrum in California, the issues they say they are watching, they're watching the economy, they're watching the health care issues, and they've been watching Iraq. And those are all issues that seem to have played toward Obama in recent times. 52% of independents that were polled by the PPIC poll recently said that the two parties were doing a poor job, wish they were a viable third party. But by and large, they seem to be leaning with the Democrats when they've been forced to make that choice.
John Myers is our Sacramento Bureau Chief. Keep in touch with all things political at his blog, Capital Notes. You'll find a link at californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Friday, October 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer. Nick Vidinsky directed the show. The interns are Heather Gilligan and Catherine Castleman. The editor is Jill Silvestri. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. The producer is Susie Racho. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Our news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the Walter S. Johnson Foundation.